Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 4-4. Worlds at War. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the 12th month, on the 4th day of the 12th month.
Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved."
Dear Dan, in the second shift part of my tenure at G6, the United States, under the leadership of President Bush, went to war against terrorism in Afghanistan, the Taliban, and against Saddam Hussein, dictator of Iraq. Most Americans were for the war against the Taliban, but the nation was more evenly divided for or against going after Saddam Hussein. Early in the national debate, the Lord made me privy to some objective information and informed opinions as to why Jesus was in favor of overthrowing the Saddam Hussein administration. The Lord gave this data to me through a certain talk show and the host that I listened to while at work on my Walkman radio. The regular talk show host was also a lieutenant in the Washington Army National Guard in the 81st Infantry Brigade, my old brigade, and as such had a more informed viewpoint than most of the other media pundits at the time. One night he had a liberal guest on the show to discuss whether to go to war against Hussein. Live phone calls were being taken from the radio audience to ask questions. There was one caller that was from Iraq, and he gave the entire radio audience an earful. I have included a recording of that audio on the enclosed CD so that you can listen to what I heard live as it happened. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. P.S. The radio show host's name is Brian Suits. Bear in mind that I heard the entire 3-hour talk show live. This excerpt recording is of one caller, Muhammad, who called in to express his unique viewpoint with dialogue between he and the liberal representative, Andrea.
How exactly will leaving Saddam in power promote peace and justice in Iraq?
Again, what I need to say is that regime change, listen, regime change is the issue for the Iraqi people. How will bombing Iraq help bring peace and justice, and bombing thousands of people and killing thousands of innocent people?
Okay, let him explain. Let Muhammad explain how bombing will work.
Since you are choosing to play ping pong and not answer my question, little girl, I will answer yours. There will be civilian deaths in the war. Saddam has killed 2 million people. There are families here in this country who lost 20 or 30 people on one day in a gas attack by Saddam Hussein, little girl. And I will tell you this. Yes, civilians will die. My cousins will die, maybe. Allah forbid. But here is a certainty that you do not understand in your simplistic Nickelodeon diplomacy, is that you are guaranteed to have civilians die under Saddam. So now you try again to answer my question without playing the ping pong. How does leaving Saddam in power promote peace and justice in Iraq?
I mean, I guess what folks who listen to this show are saying, or who are calling in,
I am not asking what folks listening to this show say.
You know,
can you answer to the question, little girl? Oh, now you laugh at people dying.
Well, no, what
you
I'm
unable to
what
answer
I'm laughing
the question.
At is that it seems like you need to personally attack me. I am not giving you advice.
Well, Mohammed, let me pose it this way. Andrea, I have the feeling that if you just answer his question, he'll be happy. And I'm, by the way, I'm not baited by your laughter.
You know, what I believe is that bombing and killing people is not going to bring peace and justice. What I also believe is that there are other alternatives.
You cannot answer the question. You are a joke. You are a joke. I would give you one more chance, and then I never listen to a word you say again, you chirping bird.
Okay,
how can you promote peace and justice without removing Saddam? That's his question. It's real simple, Andrea.
And when I'm...
You're not...
Listen to the laughter of this little bird justifies herself.
I don't see why it's so hard, Andrea.
I don't think that, you know, calling somebody a little bird is going to help address the serious questions that millions of people are worried about.
The serious questions.
Millions of people are worried about the consequences of a war. Okay? Millions of people
are
worried about...
I'm not okay with you not answering the question.
Bombing and killing many people, and millions of people are worried about increasing security threats to people in the United States.
We're retreading the same territory. You're not answering the question, Andrea. Andrea, you can continue to petulantly in laughter, but you have to admit you're not answering his question. It's
I'm
a simple question.
I'm laughing at him calling me a little girl.
Well,
and
you're coming off like my 9-year-old niece.
It seems like the only focus that we can have here is Saddam Hussein, and the fact is that Iraq is made up of people who are going to be killed.
Do you understand one thing about anything? That is the focus of the war.
Curiously, Andrea,
there are alternatives.
Yeah, all right, but curiously, you're talking to a guy from Iraq, and you're telling him that peace and justice will somehow remove the guy that is the reason he had to emigrate here. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that
we
should pursue peace and justice for the Iraqi people through international law, through diplomacy, through pressure, through various different initiatives. If we can pursue them in North Korea, if we can pursue them in Israel and Palestine and all over the world, we can pursue them in Iraq.
And can I say one more thing before Andrea,
Mohammed has to go. He's a caller. He gets to go. You've been on for the 45 minutes. Go ahead, Mohammed.
If you personally end up going to the Gulf, Allah will bless you, because Saddam is a pretend Muslim, and everybody knows this.
Yeah.
And for the listeners who hear this girl, and she thinks I insult her with the term, I do not insult her. Being a little girl is natural. We all start out children, and we learn and grow. But she has no point lecturing me on what will happen in Iraq or lecturing you. This is why the so-called peace movement, they cannot even justify their own name. And I will remind you, if they leave Saddam in power, they guarantee death. If he is removed, there will be some, but for a short time, and the Iraqi people are ready, and they will welcome the Americans, including, if Allah forbid, Brian Schultz goes. So, Andrea, do not take it as being an insult that you are a little girl. You are simply not ready for the adult world. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Mohammed. What he's referring to, Andrea, is that tomorrow night is... my final night here on KVI. I'm being called up by the Army National Guard. I was in the first Desert Storm. I pray to God I'm not in a second one. I just wonder, as I say, in 10 years, will people shake my hand and say thanks for my freedom, or will they shake your hand? Neither you nor I know.